Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella and Jill DeWitt.
Good day.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about the Idaho, Kansas, so-called do not contact laws for sending out direct mail offers like we do. Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landinvestors.com online community. It's free.
Okay. Justin asked, anyone use RealQuest to mail for houses? I seem to get either 10,000 lines of data or 250-ish. Looking for a good parameter set that would help narrow it down. There has been discussion on the podcast about 2018 being the year for houses. That would be us.
but I'm ready now.
That would be us. But I am ready to grow next leg of my business.
I love your attitude.
I have wholesaled and bought and sold houses in the past. This seems like a no-brainer to get houses under contract and then assign them to my buyer's
list.
It's
a no-brainer.
When other wholesalers are out knocking on doors, I'd like to have the acquisitions come to my mailbox. It's hot in Texas this time of year. I love it. Any help is appreciated. Jack?
I'm so glad, Justin, that you asked this because, you know, Jill and I do this all the time. And it is a total logical extension from land. To really get into what you're asking here about the 10,000 lines of data or 250 lines of data, I'm unfortunately sorry to report that is some type of user error on your part, because maybe we can get to the bottom of it. If you email me, I'm happy to help you at jack@landinvestors.com, because I love this topic.
So Justin knows because he's playing around with it. You're just going to have to keep playing around with it until you find your exactly what you want.
That is the answer.
So, for example, you can do a zip code. I mean, you could do subdivision. You can be as broad or specific as you want. You can do 3-bedroom, 2-baths. You could not put those criteria in if you want. You could put in no mortgage if you want. I mean, that's the beauty of this data that we have. We have so many options. So if you really, you know, you have it all at your fingertips, Justin, you know what you're doing.
Well said, Jill. Play around with it. But I'll tell you what works great for us. When a home builder goes to create a subdivision, they sit down with the county to get approval. Out west, it's called, they get entitlements. And one of the things that happens during that process is the assessor assigns a series of assessor's parcel numbers. And 9 times out of 10, well, actually for us in Arizona, 10 times out of 10, it's very, very, very predictable. So that is how we send mail out. What I do is I say, all right, it's APN scheme 123 through 125. Mm-hmm. And now I'm staring at a list of every single property in that subdivision. We do it by subdivision. And then I start removing the scrubbing the data just like we do with land. We take out all the houses that have mortgages. Then we take out houses that have pools. Then and on and on and on. And I've already, to price it, we take a dollar per square foot. And we look at it, numbers that the properties are selling for. You can get completed sale. But here's the beauty of this thing, houses over land. There's so much more available data.
Mm-hmm. There really
is. And the quality of the data is so much better because it's not rural, it's urban. So it's a fish in a barrel situation once you get the hang of it.
Right.
And you're right about 2018. I've done writing the education program for it, and we have begun filming it. So it might be released a little bit early. I'm hoping it will be, because quite honestly, I'm really, really excited about this. Mm-hmm. I think it's gonna, you know, we have tons of members now making a lot of money buying and selling land, but this is just, the hard work's over for them. They get it. They get how to do a mail merge. They get how to use manipulate data. Now this is just throwing it on wood on the fire.
Right. Cool. If you have a question or you want to be in the show, reach out to either one of us at landinvestors.com.
Thank you, Jill.
You're welcome.
Today's topic, the so-called Idaho/Kansas do not contact laws. Jill has some stuff to say about this. Jill's all information today.
I guess I am. Well, okay, I'm going to start. So this topic, this came up in our online community too, that people were asking, hey, what's going on with these two states? Am I allowed to send offers? And so I'm like, all right, I'm gonna get to the bottom of it. Like, so I did. Like, that's what we do. Anyway, like I was already pretty darn sure that I knew the answer, but I made sure. So let me start with the easy one, which was Idaho. So right now, and I'll tell you, as I am speaking, I'm staring at the website for the Office of Attorney General for the state of Idaho. And if you go under Consumer Protection and Statutes and Rules, this is where you'll find this kind of information. So first of all, Idaho, it's very easy to go through here, and there's actually nothing as far as direct mail. Telephones, like I think every state, there's definitely do not call lists. There's a charitable solicitation when you're asking for money, but there is actually a Pyramid and Chain Letter Act to get someone to participate in a pyramid distribution scheme. It's funny, a chain or pyramid distributor scheme. Well, that's obvious.
But the big picture here is people are in our group are having issues with sending direct mail offers, or they think they are.
They think they are.
Direct mail offers to these two states. And this show is to bring some finality to that.
Right.
Get to the bottom of it.
And this is how you do it, by the way. This is perfect. So if you really think that there's a problem, and then you should look it up. And if the way that Jack and I roll, unless somebody complains, then that's really, is that okay to say, Jack?
Well, I mean, you don't knowingly do something wrong.
Well, that's true too. I mean, I'm not gonna, this is true. We all know, you know, maybe we don't all know. I mean, we should know by now that the phone thing is a no-no. That shouldn't be happening. And what really makes me mad is there are a lot of people that are doing that, and maybe that's part of this problem. I see people in other online communities that are trying to use companies, like private investigator companies, to get phone numbers for people that own homes to try to call them. I'm like, that's not cool.
That's really not cool.
That's really not good. I mean, you're going above. That's, like, really bad. So I wonder if this is part of where it's coming up, that some, because there's people out there that are really going about this the wrong way.
There's issues with email. We all know the spam laws are national, not even, they're not
right.
State.
So we're talking direct mail. So Idaho, we can check it off our list. Now Kansas is...
Wait a second, what's the summary on Idaho?
Can you
send them.
Totally. The only people that can't is if you're looking for money from them.
Okay.
You're trying to solicit it. It's a charitable solicitation. You know, that's usually how people come about it.
Bear in mind, we're sending offers to give them money.
Yeah.
We're not trying to sell them anything.
Right. So, yeah, there's the as far as mail, it's the only thing that's covered for Idaho is the Chain Letter Act, the Charitable Solicitation Act, and then phones. I mean, that's it. So, everything else is all normal, you know, the Lemon Law and Consumer Protection Act, you know, just laws to make sure everybody's doing the right thing, which
we all agree
with.
So what do you think's causing the confusion then?
I am actually not sure, but you know what? Let me get to the Kansas one. And this, I don't have no idea where Idaho.
It's ultra clear on Kansas.
I think that it's a way that some of the laws are worded that gets confusing, and that's why. So let me get into Kansas here, and you know, I think you'll see why this came up. The Kansas, here's a question. I got into this. It's KSA, which is it's the Kansas Open Records Act, and there's a Kansas statute, basically, and it's 45-230, if anybody really wants to look this up. But here's a question that's on their website. May someone use names and addresses from public records in order to buy something from those listed? Yes. KSA 45-230 does not prohibit the use of lists of names obtained from public records in order to purchase property from the persons listed.
Kansas, however, is unique over all the other states in that you cannot send a direct piece of mail to sell them something.
Well, here's the thing. I think the confusion was buying a list from someone versus using the public records for yourself. Because here's an interesting question. May someone use a third party to obtain names and addresses from public records in order to use them for commercial solicitation? No. Requesters of public records cannot lawfully circumvent the provisions by doing so indirectly. The third party obtains the list violates the law if used for commercial purposes. But again, that's, see, this is where it gets confusing.
Right.
You know, I'm not trying to get money from somebody. You know what I mean? I'm not advertising them to buy my X kind of thing. So do you want more toward that?
No, I really think, you know, we did all the research and the facts are what we just said. So can you summarize them?
This is nutty. It's yes. So the bottom line is you can collect your own information from a reliable source.
Like RealQuest.
Who is using public records. You just shouldn't be selling it knowingly because you're using it for yourself, your personal use. These are just really just for Kansas too, to send offers to people who own homes. That's totally legit.
Or land.
What's not legit is, hey buddy, I got a list. You want to buy a list for me? I know you're trying to sell all these people something. I'll get you the Kansas information here. I'll give it $500 under the table or whatever. Mm-hmm. That's stuff you shouldn't be doing. You can't be, you know, and that's what they don't want.
So if any of you out there have gotten slapped on the hand by sending offers to in Idaho and Kansas, please email me directly. I'd like to know. And if you're finding the lack of availability on data for either one of those states, specifically from RealQuest, because I've heard rumors of that. I personally can see the data in Idaho. And I've had some of our members say there's just no data. It's not available. So that may have been true on that day, but I checked.
Right. So yeah, so basically if you're contacting these people as a buyer, not a seller, as a solicitor, then you're good.
So let me disclaim this. Don't you hate when people say, I'm not a lawyer?
I'm not a lawyer, I know.
So I'm not going to say that. What I'm going to say is, the way we read it, because we try to get to the bottom of things, is that it's okay to do it.
Right.
I have never, full disclosure, sent mail out in either one of those states to buy property.
Right.
Never.
Exactly.
So is it okay to do it? We think so, but check.
Right.
And bear in mind, when you call the county and ask them, they're going to say, what are you talking about? Or they're just going to say no, because it's easier to say no than yes in life.
Is this true? Well, you know what? Oh, you know what? It's so interesting. Okay, it's like, does Domino's Pizza?
That's what I was just going to bring up.
So does Domino's Pizza not do Idaho and Kansas? I don't know. You know, that's funny.
That was really my question, too. Like
can I not put a coupon on a door in Kansas?
How much mail you get? It's awful.
Right.
Like, for stuff like that.
Exactly. So I mean, really, at the end of the day, I think mail is the one way that people still can advertise legitimately and respectfully. I'm not calling you. I'm not filling up your email, you know, and I'm not doing other stuff. If you don't want it, you throw it away.
Yeah. I mean, what I like about it is that you can do it at your leisure. You know, you can do whatever you want about it. You know, it's not in your face. You're not disrupting you. You're not, you know, if you're letting it wreck your dinner, then that's kind of your issue.
Right. Yeah. And if you know, and here's the thing too, that Jack started to say, if you're in any way not sure about something, it's super easy to move on. You know, we talk to people too when they're new and they're starting out, and maybe the county that they want to send offers to doesn't have a real good web presence, and they're having trouble getting some of their questions answered and some things from the county. Well, maybe we should pick a different county. That's okay.
Yeah.
Maybe you could pick a different state. Look, that's okay.
You can say it like this. You are in control.
Yeah.
Just like the question up here from Justin.
Right.
You have complete control over this. If you're not getting the answers you want, and you're not getting the response you want or the compliance that you want, just go one county to the right.
Right.
Or left.
Stuff like this is no reason to throw in the towel and say, well, I'm out. If you are going to use this to throw in the towel, then this is not your business, and that's okay. Jack and I are going to go, fine, next, let's go over here. Yeah. And if this doesn't work, we'll go over here.
There's 149 million properties in the country. Mm-hmm. Some of them are, for some of them, people, several people right now are talking about selling a property for any amount of money just to get out of it.
Right.
Our job is to find them.
Exactly. There's so much out there. You could pick one state and be busy for the rest of your life.
That's right.
I mean, you really could. So don't get hung up on any of these details.
But why would you?
Why would you?
Yeah, pick out 30 states.
Yeah. Oh, boy, stick with one. Like, I thought you get hung up on a detail. Like, people get hung up on details.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information. That's me.
And inspiration. That's me.
To get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your real estate ambition. Can I tell you how nice it is to have you do some research and...
Was that too dry?
No, I mean, it's a dry topic.
Sorry.
No, it wasn't too dry.
All right. I guess...
It's a dry topic, but sometimes on the show, we got to cover this stuff.
Okay.
We can horse around tomorrow.
Okay. All right, got it.
How's it? You just had a birthday.
I did have a birthday.
This is episode number 500 for us.
It is episode 500. Wow.
It's a huge milestone.
It is. Woohoo.
So two reasons
Big
to celebrate.
Week. Yeah. That's right.
Congratulations.
Awesome. And congratulations to you, too.
Thank you. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued property.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.